Andrea Comaway in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of scientific instruments.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and is our guest Pastor Billy Crone here?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, fine. I was a little worried. Early in the morning. I just wanted to be sure you were here. Pastor Billy Crone, the Sunshine Baptist Church in Las Vegas, one of our very good friends, and certainly somebody who can really give you insight into what's going on in the world today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're living in difficult times. The world that you and I have known is going to soon cease to exist. And, of course, there are strong and powerful spiritual forces working behind the scenes, destroying the foundation of America, because America is no longer a Christian nation. America has turned its back on God, organized, concerted effort. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. Now, why? In the military, a Christian chaplain can't even pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Understand, there's a conspiracy against God. And where is the outcry from our churches? Listen, you're not going to hear it. Everybody just, oh, everything's going to be fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, things aren't going to be fine. And if you haven't seen Pastor Philly's series on the final countdown, you need to get it. We carry a DVD series. We have the first 7 of the 8. Hopefully the 8th one will be. When will the 8th one be available, Pastor Billy?
It should be available now.
Okay, wonderful. Then we'll send off and get it. But you pick up the story about what's going on in America today.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Monteith. It's unfortunate that folks don't know what's coming down the pike and being led down a primrose path, if you will, and because the Bible's very clear that it's going to get worse, much worse, before it ever gets better. And the things that we see going on today are not happening by chance, folks. They're carefully planned out. But because God does care about us, and He is real, and He loves us, He's given us many warning signs to let us know so we're not caught off guard, so we can be prepared. And this is just the classic signs of Bible prophecy. Unfortunately, the trend in the church and certainly across our nation today is people don't want to listen to or be taught to or don't teach Bible prophecy anymore. So what the irony is that the time all this is ramping up and escalating, people are the most ill-equipped with it. And so that's what we're trying to do. It says, folks, the Bible's clear. We are headed for the final countdown. And one of the signs that I'd like to talk about today that we know that we're fast approaching those times is the issue of a one-world religion. The Bible talks about, you know, you need to pay attention to the Jewish people. You need to pay attention to the planet. It's going to go crazy. Earthquakes, famines, pestilence, wars, all kinds of things, signs in the sky. You're going to see the world's going to get extremely immoral. There's going to be a moral decay. The church, believe it or not, is not going to get better. The church is going into apostasy, flooded with a bunch of phony believers. But then the big ones come, and you see that we're going to be ushered into a one-world government, a one-world economy, intertwined with the technology of a Mark of the Beast system. And the one that just doesn't get talked about too much, it seems, is the issue of a one-world religion. And the Bible's very clear that the Antichrist in Revelation 13, he doesn't just coerce the world into letting him rule the planet with a one-world government and intertwine the commies with the electronic Mark of the Beast system. But he is going to be worshipped, okay? He is Satan's cohort on the planet, and of course that's what Satan wants, but he can't have because he's not God. Satan wants worship. He wants to be worshipped, and that's what the Bible says in Revelation 13, the Antichrist, that's what he gets. It says, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. He was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. They worship the beast. I think it says that there several different times just in that passage. And so we know that there's going to be a unified worship. There's going to be a one world religion. And again, we see signs of the government, the economy, all becoming globalized. But what about the religions in the planet? Is that really still far off, or is it a lot closer than we think? Well, folks, that's what we document and share. You will see with your own eyes, folks, it's just as far as long as the other big three, with the one world government, economy, and the mark of the beast. And it's just, I think a lot of people just unfortunately aren't talking about it. And I think part of that, too, is because, believe it or not, folks, the church is getting sucked into it. And we've talked before that one of the buzz phrases you need to look out for, just to see how far this one world religion push has gone, is the word interfaith. Anytime you see the word interfaith, hear it out of people's mouths, the talking heads on TV or print, supplant it for what it is. Those are the people who are pushing a one world religion. You know, and that's what they do. Same thing with the one world government and one world economy and mark of the beast. They use code words, okay? Because if they were to, somebody were to say, hey, guess what, everybody? You know, if they were to say on the news, we're working towards a one world religion. We're going to combine all the world's religions and dictate what people can believe, even in their religious beliefs, and from some universal headquarters. People would freak. So they changed the terminology, but still march forward with the plan. And so when you see interfaith, interfaith meetings, interfaith movement, interfaith conference, et cetera, even churches going and attending these, Christian churches, then that's really what it is, okay? And what they do and what they've done is they've snookered the world into go along with this with a couple of lies. And the first lie that they've done, and we've talked about before, is the lie of global warming, which they've now changed to climate change because the planet's not warming. You can just ask the folks on the East Coast how warm it is back to right now and has been. It's not true, but they're using this global catastrophe as a lie, as a global excuse to get all the religions around the planet to come together as one, as well as the governments and the economy. But then they've got another lie out there, and people just repeat it, and it's not true. And they say, well, we got to combine all the world's religions, not only to save the planet from blowing up, but we need to get the religions to all come together as one because we all know they're the main cause of wars. Folks, that's not true. And we clearly document this looking at the facts at the major wars. And what you see is it isn't religion that is the major cause of war. It's man. It's politics is the major cause of war. But, again, it's the old axiom. You repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. And so people say, well, yeah, you're right. It's bad enough the planet's going to blow up, wink, wink. But, you know, we got to stop all these wars because religion's causing it. And so people just get snookered. Now, that's the world. And you think, well, how in the world are they going to get the church to go along with this? How are they going to get Christians to snooker into this, into a one world religion? That's crazy. I mean, because you can't as a Christian. I mean, Jesus, Christ, being a Christian, a follower of Christ, Jesus said himself in John 14:6, I am the way and the truth and the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through me. Jesus didn't say he's one of the ways or one of the truths or one of the lies that you can pick out there. He didn't say that all paths lead to heaven, all people's beliefs. He says, no, he says he's it. I didn't say it, he did. So how could you be a Christian and go along with a one world religion? Well,
Pastor
you
Billy, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a minute. Pastor Billy Crone on the final countdown. And ladies and gentlemen, we are in the final countdown. Back in a moment.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. Fort Collins Radiator Shop wants to remind you that drinking and driving should never be combined. There will be many opportunities to drink during the holiday season. Plan ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. This message is brought to you by Fort Collins Radiator Shop at 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, call 482-6783. They have over 47 years of experience. They're family owned and operated, and they're on the air because they care.
Yes, this morning, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, pick the story up.
Well, again, the question is, okay, I can see the world unfortunately falling for this lie to let's all go along with the one world religion, with the two lies that the planet's going to blow up with global warming, which is not true, or, quote, climate change, and that the religions are the main cause of wars. That's not true, okay? And but unfortunately, people don't know that, and that's why we tried to provide the information so you can deal with the facts and make up your own mind yourself. But the church, you think, I mean, there's no way Christians can do this. It's impossible. In fact, it's